Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
This episode is sponsored by Pleguable. This one goes out to you, Cobblestone. Boxcar Robot, who says, I less than three sugar. She told me to say it. Havoc Theorem, who says, Minecraft is the new hello. And Crommy, who says,
I am Brent and I make funny voices.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 33, recorded on May 13th, 2011.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And guess who we got today?
Somebody special.
We do.
We're going to get edumacated, I hear.
Uh-huh. With Joel, the Minecraft teacher.
Yay! Hi, guys.
Yay. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You're in New York City, is that right?
I am, as we speak.
Cool. So you're not in your classroom, right? Are you at home today?
No. I had some thoughts about recording this from the classroom so people could kind of see it in the background. But seeing as how it's almost 10:30 at night, I'm in my kitchen.
So the kids are at home doing their homework. Did you give them a bunch of homework to do on Friday the 13th?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I keep them working all weekend.
Nice.
Well, hopefully they're all asleep in their beds.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you're dealing with second graders, right?
Mostly. The bulk of the work I do with Minecraft is with second graders, yes.
Okay.
Now, and we had a just a tremendous time getting Joel on the show. I mean, it started off just like we invited him and set a date, and then we had to change it because we were filming something else, and then we changed it to this and that, and we finally got a date locked down, and then we had tornadoes.
Yes.
So
it wiped out power in the city of Huntsville for 5 days.
So we decided to bring him back on Friday the 13th. Like, you know, that's got to work, right?
Yeah, whose idea was that? That's Friday.
And then we had cameras not working and audio, but we've got everything working.
And we had a storm warning today.
Show.
We had a storm warning today, too.
And yeah. So I'm kind of surprised I'm not hiding under a table at this point, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But we have seen a lot of what you've been doing. We watched some videos of you actually teaching your kids. And we just thought it was really interesting and get you on the show and talk about, you know, what you think it's headed for. Like, you think this is something that people can do all across the country, across the world, and things like that. So maybe if you want to tell a little bit about what you're doing.
Sure. Well, I teach second grade. I see the kids about once a week, and I try to do fun things for them, you know, kind of make sure they get their computer skills. But I love Minecraft, and I just knew that I had to kind of get these two things together. We're playing Minecraft in class, and I'm setting up these crazy worlds for them where they can have fun, have little adventures, work together. And I think they're getting a lot out of it. And their parents and their teachers really like it, too.
And I love in the video, it's like it's almost a training course for them to teach them how to do all the keys and
WASD.
Yeah, and how to do like the different jumps and what the water does, the actual effects.
Well, that's only recently that I've done that. I actually the first class I did with kids was back in January, and I really started them in just a regular old Minecraft world. You know, they started on the beach, and I showed them how to cut down trees and stuff like that, and told them the world went on forever. But I was finding that for the youngest kids, the 7 year, 8 year olds, it was just too much. It was overwhelming for them. It was too much to absorb all at once. And I started thinking, you know, well, okay, this game doesn't have a tutorial. I have to teach them to do the basic things. Well, maybe I could make a little area where they could run around and be safe. Well, maybe I'll teach them how to do, you know, do a jump, to swim, to use a ladder. And it just kept growing and growing. And now I have this whole giant tutorial world that people are also really excited to play and get their hands on soon as well.
So do you have that hosted somewhere where people can download it?
It's not hosted anywhere yet. I have been putting it up on a public server to just kind of let people beta test it. I keep saying I've posted a couple times now that it'll be ready in a few days, but it, you know, I keep finding problems and adding little bits to it, and I kind of understand why game developers take so long to put out their games now, because there's always like one more little thing you can do to it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But I absolutely promise, you know, I'll say it here. I promise I will make this available to the world. You know, you can download just the map, and then I'm also thinking maybe I'll package up my whole server setting with all the mods and all the protections on it that I use with the kids as well.
That's right. Really awesome.
So you're teaching kids how to play Minecraft, but what are the kind of things that the kids are learning other than how to play a specific game? What kinds of things?
Sure. Well, I mean, Minecraft really lends itself to what I want to do. So there's kind of two sides to this. You know, I have to be teaching them basic computer skills. I have to be teaching them, you know, how to click around with the mouse, how to, you know, get them some practice typing, sort of how to find information online, stuff like that. And Minecraft just works for that. You know, what you're doing is you're moving the mouse and you're moving, you know, items from one little box to the other, and the kids need that practice. Mm-hmm. I have them typing in a lot of commands to, you know, like warp around the server, so they're getting keyboard practice. But I kind of think that they're getting all of that stuff for free. I'm not really having to teach that. So that really frees me up to kind of layer all this other stuff on top of it. You know, teamwork, cooperation, collaboration, sharing, and even we're touching kind of on online responsibility. You know, if a kid steps out of line in the class and you know, does something inappropriate, says something bad to another person, breaks another person's stuff in the game, you know, I really sort of make sure to stop the class and deal with it just like I would any other behavioral problem in the classroom.
That's really
and,
cool.
You know, just, you know, that hopefully they'll learn that their online behavior and their offline behavior really should be the same thing. We have the same kind of expectations.
So have you had the classroom discussion on griefing?
Well, it's come up. It's come up. You know, there's a kid that, you know, and it's funny. It's the kids are usually respectful of each other's work. But, you know, I'll set up things for them. Like, I'll set up a building that they're supposed to be playing in. And, you know, some kid will break a window just because he can. And you know what? I make the kid, you know, replace what he's broken or find some other appropriate consequence. And you know what, if a kid just isn't playing ball and like can't get through their heads that I'm making them behave properly even though it's a video game, then you know what, then it's time out. They can sit on the rug for 5 minutes.
That's cool. I had actually a couple questions school-wise. The first one, sure, is, have you had any other teachers like come to you and want to work with you? Like, I could see a definite use for, say, the English teacher saying, hey, could you make some cool areas and then have the warp to them be our spelling list for the week? So if the kids are sitting there using their warps to warp there, they're actually learning their spelling list at the same time.
Yeah, I have had some other teachers who are really into it. You know, most of the other teachers at my school aren't gamers, and, you know, they hear I'm using a game, they kind of scratch their head and say, that's nice. But right, any teacher that spends like 5 minutes in the classroom and sees just how excited and how engaged the kids are and just how much, like, you know, I've got them by the scruff of the neck, so to speak.
Right.
You know, they're like, oh, you know, you're onto something here, because you can turn this around and use that excitement for whatever project. You know, so I love that. The vocabulary, the English teacher idea you just had. I've had some basic preliminary talks with some math teachers about doing things with volumes and ratios. You know, like, well, you cut down one tree, let's say you get 6 wood. Well, each wood turns into, you know, 4 planks. And so how many sticks can you get? How many shovels can you make with this many trees? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nice. And then some social studies teachers, they do in third grade, they do a Native American unit. So I've now trained the entire second grade how to play Minecraft. So when they get to third grade, you know, I think at one point during the year they're making dioramas of you know, longhouses and teepees and things, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm starting to put the bugs in their ear. Well, why not give them the option to do that in Minecraft?
Oh yeah.
I saw a video recently, I linked it on my blog, of I think it was Paul Soares Jr.'s son had done a project. He had recreated an entire scale model of the Alamo in Minecraft, and it was amazing.
And, that's insane.
And this kid, you know, knew his history and was walking us through the Alamo in his video, and it's that kind of energy. Like, kids are getting excited about Minecraft, and if they're being allowed to use Minecraft in school, then they're going to be excited about school.
Yeah, and I love hearing about this because, you know, we've got kids too. My son's in third grade too, and, you know, I want to see the education system kind of moving forward from, you know, where it's been in the past, you know, 20 whatever years. And it's things like this, and, like, you know, there was a professor at, I forget what college, but he basically turned his grading system into leveling. Like, you got experience for turning in, you know, extra credit stuff for answering questions in class. And he had a drastic increase of grades doing better and people participating with everything. And at the end of the year, you know, you got your grade by what level you got to. That was getting an
that's
A.
That's cool.
That's cool.
And so it's this modern kind of teaching that I think is incredible, and I think it's something very useful. Now, in your school, did you have to, like, get this curriculum, did you have to get it approved?
Indirectly. I work at a private school, so I have a certain amount of more freedom, and it's a fairly progressive school. The teachers are allowed to do some sort of experimental things, but, you know, and I had to clear it with my department head, but it was more of a case of just, like, you know, I walked in one day and I said, you know, this is the right thing to do. I think it'll work. I think I can pull it off. And you know what? If it doesn't work, if it's a disaster, if the kids don't respond, if they don't get anything out of it, then at least I tried. And fortunately, it worked.
How fast could you tell it was going to be a useful tool? I mean, was it, like, instantaneous? Were they just instantly into it?
Yeah. I mean, the first day I could see how much they were into it. I mean, I was really just planning to spend a couple weeks on the game. And just, you know, I see them once a week. So I was thinking two, maybe 3 weeks, and we'd see what they'd get out of it. But you know, that very first class, I think it was when, you know, I wasn't even really planning to quite teach all this sort of social dynamic stuff, but it was the first class, and all the boys in the class sort of ran into a big huddle and started punching each other, and I had to, like, separate them, you know, like I was breaking up a fight in the schoolyard. And I'm like, oh, you know, we're kind of layering in the real world and the kids' social behavior into the game, and there's some really cool things I can do with this. And so, you know, I just immediately started having all these other ideas and things to try, and it's been fun for me. Wow. Certainly.
Yeah, and definitely that's what our kids need, is learning how to interact with people online. I mean, when they get out of college, or really when they get out of high school, they'll be going to online colleges, they'll be, you know, doing resumes, everything will be online, communication, mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff, and so that's great that they're learning it now.
Totally.
Are any parents angry or mad about this or anything?
No, I mean, the opposite. You know, I've had a lot of parents send me letters or in person just tell me, you know, hey, thanks for showing me my kids a game where they're not blowing each other up and building things. It's the coolest. And you know, I've had other parents who tell me, you know, my kid hasn't touched his Lego since he found Minecraft, and he's getting so much more out of it.
Yeah,
and
so, you know, are they playing at home as well?
A lot of them are. You know, some are just dabbling, playing a little bit in single player. Some of them kind of, you know, 7 is very young to be playing Minecraft. And, you know, some of them kind of need the hand-holding that I give them when they're in the class. But other ones that are just sort of more tuned in, they're just kind of, they have that, like, gamer spark that you all probably recognize. I mean, they're eating it up. They're playing all the time. And there's even one kid whose dad is a techie, and he's set up a server, and all of the second graders are invited to log on to the server. And so they have their own projects that they're doing outside of school too, which I think is fantastic. I mean,
that's awesome.
you know, my I got two kids. My oldest is 5. You know, in a couple of years when she's this age, you know, I can think of far, far worse things that she could be doing than, you know, playing with her friends on Minecraft at night.
Yeah.
My wife's cousin has been playing with his son, and they've actually been logging on to our server and building together and doing it as a family. And I've been really, I've gotten a lot of messages from a lot of people who are using this as a family kind of event thing, you know, them playing this game together. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's what gave me the idea. I was playing with my own 5-year-old, and it was just so cool and so fun. And, you know, really, I would like go off and do my own thing in the mine and come back and just be amazed at what she had done. Like, I think it was the day that she had made a treehouse completely on her own without help from me. And, you know, number one, it was like, you know, she's a New York City kid. Like, when else is she going to get to make a treehouse? That's not an experience she's going to have outside of a computer game. You know, number one. Yeah. And number two, it was like, you know what? She's 5 years old. If she can do it, like, my 7-year-olds, my second graders can do it. And, you know, I have to try this.
That's so cool.
Pretty cool. I've got kind of an off-the-wall question. It's not a Minecraft question, but since you're a teacher in computer, you may know this. I've always wondered, like, when they're going to stop teaching QWERTY and move to Dvorak.
Well, I don't know. I think what's more likely is they're going to drop the keyboard altogether and, you know, go to iPads, tablets, something.
Like Xbox Kinect or something.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's fascinating. I mean, you know, you may chuckle when I'm saying that these 7 and 8-year-old kids need practice using the mouse, but they absolutely do. I mean, I've been teaching for 8 years, and every year the group of kids I get a little worse at using the mouse. And I think it's because they're at home, they're using iPads, iPhones, you know, whatever, or they're just using laptops with trackpads. So, but, you know, being able to use a mouse and a keyboard is still a really important skill. And you know what? If they can practice that playing Minecraft, then everybody wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well said.
Well, if we don't have any more questions, we want to move on.
Sure.
All right. Let's do that.
Our journeys.
Ah! Oh, you did it. You did it. Awesome. Good job, Wes.
I'll go first.
You do it.
I have been attempting to fix Dirtpocalypse.
Okay.
For those of you who weren't listening last week, a mod accidentally forgot to define one of the points and took all of the air squares in a 3-foot tall and like probably about 12 chunks wide and probably a good, you know, 100 chunks long. Okay. And they, yeah, and they replaced 3 squares of air in a cross section with dirt. So there's this huge dirt plane. And it bothers me. I don't like it. It's out of place. It is a giant brown smudge on our map. And besides, I thought it would be an interesting experiment to try to fix it. So my first idea was to go over and just kind of manually, you know, dig some stuff up, you know, like take a slice of it, you know, like get on one end of the, because it's all like the 3 squares above sea level, the 3 cubes of it. So I could go to one edge of it and find, you know, the bottom thing and define that, and then go to the other side of it and define a point over there. And then I was just taking all of that and turning it into air. Okay.
Okay.
And then if it made like holes in the ground, I would fill those in. But I was like, this isn't good. And then somebody mentioned the //regen command in our chat last week. And what it does is it basically tells the server to re-extrapolate the land. And I assume it does it with the seed that it has.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, basically it takes the land and turns it into what it was when the server first started.
You have a parameter of how?
Yes.
Okay.
And what I was doing
is... So it like removes everything, like it greases the place?
It takes everything and turns it back into naked land. Wow. You know, what it was back in the prehistoric Shaftlands days. So so what I've been doing is I'll go and I'll get on the corner and I'll say slash chunk, and I'll expand it another 16 squares in one direction, another 16 squares in another. So I'll make a four chunk section.
Right.
And then I'll type slash regen and it'll build it all up, and then I'll shift it 32 squares west and I'll do it again. And it was I would try to do it late at night when there weren't that many people on, because I would watch the memory on the on the server just go doot 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 doot, and then eventually would start kicking people off and being all grumpy and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, and like at first, before I figured out the regen command, I would be taking these huge slices and turning them into air, and I'd be like, hold on everybody, there's a lag spike coming, you know. Nice. But eventually, I got a good sizable amount of it taken care of, and then I showed Sugar what I was doing, and she started poking around with it a little bit.
Did she tell you to close your eyes?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to watch out when that happens.
Yeah. So I don't get that.
She kills you.
Oh, really?
She'll push you off something tall.
Yeah.
Sorry, I gave it away, Sugar.
The name of the game is very descriptive. It's called the Close Your Eyes game. Try to figure that one out. All right. Anyway.
So, yeah, I've been dealing with Dirtpocalypse, and that's been kind of fun. And I'll invite people over. I'll like say, hey, who wants to come see me terraforming? You know, and everybody will come over and they'll, you
know. Are you selling tickets?
Well, I'm selling teepees, you know. It's like, hey, come on over, you know.
Sweet.
And, so then, and then the only other really thing I've been poking around a little bit, like, I've been playing around with World Edit some more. I've been trying to mess around with the copy and paste stuff. Mm-hmm. And like one thing I did was as you go up the sandstone hill up to the archways I built, mm-hmm. you know, I've got that wooden platform that goes off to the left. Well, I always wanted to build it over to the right as well. So I was like, well, why don't I experiment with this, you know? Mm-hmm. So I poked around with copy and paste, and I flipped it, and it was really funny because I didn't know how to flip it first, and I flipped it in the air, and like all the sand and cactus and everything that was on the copied part like rained down on our head. Yeah, it was pretty nice. Funny. But eventually I did it, and so I've been learning with that, and then yeah, that's about my week.
Wow. Okay.
Fun stuff.
It's pretty amazing. Totally worth learning. It's blowing my mind every time I play with it.
Yeah.
There's some really cool stuff. I mean, and plus there's something about just like excavating huge swaths of land, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seeing you have just changed 55,000 blocks.
Exactly.
Right.
Wow.
So,
well, since you went, I'll go next. Since my son has a little complaint. Well, maybe not a complaint, but
why are you looking at Wes?
Well, I, you know, I was sitting there with my son, and we were playing some Minecraft. And he's like, "Dad, my wolves are all dead." And I was like, "Oh man, what happened?" He's like, "Well, there's this sign on my house, and it says you're too close to spawn. Could you please move it, Wes?"
Yeah.
You're hassling my son.
I didn't know it was your son. It was just something out there.
It was a Pokemon ball. Who else would it be? No. So anyway, he with a few tears in his eyes, he destroyed his home. And
well, he didn't have to do that. I just asked. Didn't have to.
He was being nice.
I mean, if I really wanted
to... I'll get you pictures of him crying. I recorded a little bit of
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did hear some wolves crying from in there. Did he feed them?
I don't know. He usually tries to take.
I didn't
good
kill
care
his wolves,
but since they stay on so long, if they you know need food, you gotta.
How
feed
did
them
he get
on,
wolves into the middle of the water?
I don't know. Probably some.
Do
of
they
them
swim?
There. He's got admin powers. I probably shouldn't tell you that.
Yeah.
See, what does he have to worry about? He's just got a cuboid everything.
Yeah. So anyway, so I dealt with that for a day, and then I've just been doing a little bit more on the roller coaster, and I've been trying to get back more into single play, learning what's been happening in the patch and getting ready for the new patch. In real life, though, I got to tell you this. Yesterday, I went and had blood drawn. You can actually see both my arms where they shredded them, and I passed out because...
Oh, no.
My doctor said it was just... you know, a bad tech, or she did it wrong or whatever, but it was the scariest thing I've ever been through. Like, I was sitting there, I thought I was dying. Like, I'm just like, what is going on? And, like, just sweat and profusion. Anyway, so that kind of ended that day. I just, like, laid around the rest of the day because I just felt like crap. But besides that, I got a new Woot shirt.
I like it.
It's the portal. It's the first one I've seen with stuff on the back too.
Yeah,
so it has the rat going through me. But yeah, we'll link to that too. But I don't know what that has to do with Minecraft. So I'll go ahead and say, hey Joel, what you been up to this week?
I've been up to a lot, actually. I did a bunch more work on my tutorial world, and as I said before, I put it up on a public server and just was playing with all these people that are, you know, helping me out play test it, and Easy Chili, the future Mrs. Notch, showed up, and nice. I kind of walked through the whole level with her, and no, it was really cool. I mean, I think she's a game developer as well, and she had a lot of really good ideas, actually, so I may try to incorporate it, a couple of them. And
yeah, that's why she's cool. Working
maybe
on
they'll, because, you know, they needed some sort of tutorial for the game. Maybe even if they have it at different
ages. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that a lot. I mean, I get people saying that, oh, you should send this in to Notch and this should be the tutorial. But it's like, you know, I'm really kind of custom making it for like a classroom. Like, it's not designed for one person to go through. It's designed for like, you know, 10 or 20 kids to go through.
Right.
So it doesn't really, you know, I didn't want to say anything to Easy. I didn't want to say like, hey, can you show this to Notch? I didn't want to be that guy, because there are some other people on the server that are like, hey, say Notch, I said hi, tell him to put this in the game. I'm like, oh, come on, guys. Yeah, like, yeah. Like, come on, play it cool. She's here. Like, she's hanging out. Like, be cool. Yeah, other than that, I've been, you know, I've been playing a lot with the kids at school and just trying to do different things. I have this one group of kids that's building a welcome center on their map. I have another group of kids that I only just taught to craft. I have kind of a summer camp world, and I'm going to start handing out merit badges. Like, once you get a full set of tools, you get a merit badge. Once you, you know, make like house stuff, like a, you know, a door, a set of stairs, a couple other things, you get a badge, stuff like that. And I did a cool thing with one of my after schools. I did a building challenge. I broke them up into two groups, two teams of seven, a red team and a blue team. And I made this giant platform of red wool and a giant platform of blue wool out in the ocean. And I put a glass platform up on the top, or, you know, way up in the sky. And I said, the first team to get all of your players up to the platform wins, but the catch is you have to make a climbable structure. Like, you can't just do the trick where you look at your feet and jump all the way up to the top. Like, yeah. I said, you know, when you get up to the top, I'm going to pause the game, and then I'm going to try to make my character. I'm going to try to climb up your tower. And it was cool. It took them a few minutes to kind of each group kind of had their own strategy for how they were going to build a staircase, and that worked really well. So I haven't done too many competitions like that with my my class, but I think I'm going to have to try to do more things of that nature, because they really responded to it.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, I like it.
That's really, really cool idea.
So did they come up with anything that was...
Just to tail onto that, there was a kid who really blew my mind today. I did that a few days ago, and a kid comes up to me today, and he's like, I know what I should have done. My team could have won if I did this. And I never would have thought of this in a million years. He's like, all I needed to do was like run and make a bucket and just have just myself climb up to the top of the platform and dump water off the edge, and then my whole team could have swum up to the top.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I never would have thought of that, but, like, you know, it's kids, man. They think of these things.
Wow.
Yeah, the chat room's recommending you run a game of Capture the Record. Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
I heard about that. Well, I don't know. I try to, you know, avoid things where the kids are killing each other.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
But, you know, I don't know. Well, I bet there's a way to make it work.
Yeah.
Well, what about you, Eric? We haven't talked to you yet today.
All right. How's everybody doing?
Great.
How you doing over there?
Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good to see you,
Eric.
Thanks. Let's see. This week, I messed around a little bit on the old Minecraft Workbench server and Minecraft server, and I noticed Astragali did a cool thing. He put cobwebs on the tortured forest.
Nice.
And it looks extra creepy and excellently excellent.
Sweet.
And also, I finished the new Minecraft Ray video.
Dun, 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 dun.
Finished it. I don't know how many months I've been working on this thing. It's been a long time. And I'm just happy to get it done. I'm really happy to get it done. And now I kind of feel like I can go back to playing Minecraft because, you know, I'm always in Minecraft working on sets and props and, you know, just stuff for this video. But, I mean, it turned out great. It's what I tried to do. I mean,
are you a big stinky cheater this time?
Well,
you'll have to wait and see. I'd say it's really awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it tops the last one like with leaps and bounds.
Oh yeah, it's big time.
Crazy. Am I gonna go unts 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 when I hear it?
Maybe, yeah, probably so. Do a little fist pumping or whatever. And really, I guess that's it. I mean, I don't want to go into details again about all this stuff, but I definitely will. When the video's out, I'll be talking it up and telling my secrets of how things were done.
Nice.
But yes, I am happy to get back to playing. And I'm done. I was like, done.
What's going on here?
I can just keep rambling.
Kind of.
I'm a rambling
man. Or you could push the button, Frank.
Hit the button. But first, let's talk a little bit about Audible, shall we?
Let's do it!
Okay. What do you think, Brent?
I had a suggestion. I was trying to remember the name of it, but it's something that I think everybody needs to listen to at some point in their life. It is an old book. It's probably one of the oldest books out there. That's such a lie because there's so many older books. But it's, what is it? How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yep.
There's
Dale Carnegie?
Yes. Yep. And there's some cheese in it. Because it is an old book and it kind of comes from a different era, but there is so many incredible lessons you can learn from this book. I'm going to make my son listen to it when I think he's old enough to, you know, really soak it in. It's on Audible, I know, because I actually got it off of Audible. So speaking of, we know a lot of people get the Audible trials, and we know a lot of people also just go ahead and cancel after they get their free credit. And we did want to go ahead and tell you about some of the benefits you get by staying a member. You get a new book every single month, and that's at the $14.95 a month price. You also get 30% on any additional purchases, 30% off. You get two subscriptions, I believe, to the New York Times. Actually, get one to either the New York Times or to Wall Street Journal. There's a bunch of sales and promotions, and they've got like over 85,000 titles, and you can listen to it on everything: iPods, iPhones, Blackberries, and like over 500 other MP3 devices. So, stick in a couple months, and get your Audible on.
Yes,
you know, with one, you get one book per month. Correct, for $14.95.
And you can save them up. Like, I have three credits right now because I'm kind of saving it for the next book from George R. R. Martin. I don't know how long it takes from book to audio, but I assume it'll be probably somewhere around July or August when it'll come out.
So that's kind of cool. So you just save them up and then just bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of books.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
I'll probably have to get the physical copy of that book.
And we haven't actually said it yet, but you can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. And with that, you get a 2-week trial where you can try everything out, and you get one credit for a book. Most books are, unless they're big books, are one credit. So.
Yep.
I'm there right now.
Sweet. Excellent.
And just so you know, you are supporting the Shaft when you do that, and we would really, if you find a good book on there, toss us a message. Tell us something that we think, if you think there's something we should share with the people that listen to the show, we'd love to share what you're listening to on the air.
That is a good idea. Excellent.
Sounds good. And that leads us to
something we like to call
from the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
I feel like we all need to be like spinning in our chairs or something, and then when it ends, we're looking at the camera.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
We'll do that next week.
Yeah,
yeah, we can do that thing where we all just shoop, you know, like dramatic hamster.
Oh,
you know?
yeah.
So we got a lot of news this week, and one thing that I'm most excited about, because I felt like we kind of let a lot of people down earlier this year when we talked about having a Minecraft convention. It's something we really want to do, and we still kind of really want to do it. But once we got into talks with Mojang about seeing what the possibility would be of getting them to come to the convention, what we'd need to do, we found out they had one in the works. And it was going to be at the end of this year, and we didn't really get too many more details besides that, except for that it would be out west. That may change with some of the other news that we've got, but basically we didn't want to compete with that. We didn't want to, like, have people go and pay tickets for a convention here and then not be able to go to a convention in Las Vegas with Notch because they went to our convention. So that's why we pulled that back. And if people are nearby or just have the money to spend on extra trips, we are still doing the Dead Workers Party on that same weekend, which is October, I think, 7th through the 9th, something around there. It's a weekend. We'll definitely promote it more once we get close to it. But otherwise, we'll be at the Minecraft Con wherever it is. We're going to be there. So.
Oh, you better believe it. I'm in your con stealing your notch.
And I feel bad saying that because the other news is that we aren't going to be... Well, it doesn't look like we're going to be going to PAX West this year.
Curses! Curses.
There were some events that we were going to do, but apparently the people we were going to do it with aren't going to be doing them. So we aren't going to do that. And unless we get accepted for a panel, we may change our tune at that point. But we also missed, like, badges, and they became, like, twice as expensive. And it was just, it was Friday the 13th.
Yep. Tornadoes!
This is a good lesson for your kids. Plan and do stuff early, and don't wait till the last minute, because we're kings of that. So
project management, yeah.
Yeah.
We hate that we aren't going to be going there, because, believe me, we all wanted to go.
Man, we were so excited.
Yeah.
But we will be...
But yeah, Minecraft Con, that's very, very tempting. I might have to head out west for that.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, they'll probably want you to do a panel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work. I just want to go and have fun, like party and play Minecraft and stuff like that.
That does. That sounds good.
Well, and the other news about the Minecraft Con is Notch has been putting some polls up on his site asking if people would go to it if it was in Las Vegas. But then he's also added a new poll within the past couple of days that had other places listed, almost like they're not really sure they're going to have it out there yet. I don't know if they got a lot of flack for where it is.
Well, I can't, to be honest, booking Las Vegas before the end of the year, that would probably be pretty tough, getting the convention spaces.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they're working with anyone, but, I mean.
I think they should, like, do Hawaii.
Yeah?
Hawaii.
Oh, no, that
would... Are we going to tell all of our listeners to go ahead and vote for Huntsville, Alabama?
Yes! That would be awesome!
Everybody, Huntsville, comma, Alabama.
Yeah.
I hear New York City's pretty nice.
Yeah. New York City!
Get a rope. Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. I like New York.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's also something about, like, I kind of feel, even though it would be, you know, the biggest pain in the neck to get there, I kind of feel like they should have it in Sweden, in Stockholm. I mean, that's their hometown, and, like, if you're really serious about Minecraft, you'd go to Sweden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you that's just me. I
wonder
know.
If they're just not banking on enough people that are that serious and insane.
Well, and they actually have that as one of the options for the poll right now, and mm-hmm. I want to say that it actually had like 20,000 people or something like that. Right now they have anywhere I'll come no matter what, USA, Scandinavia, mainland Europe, Australia, nowhere I'm not going, and other. And of course, Huntsville, Alabama is other, which has 34,000 votes right now.
So you're winning.
I'm pretty sure that's all for Huntsville.
But first place is USA.
With only 37,000. So, you know, we kind of fit both of those, right? Yeah. We're in USA and we're in others.
America.
So we got like 60,000 to mainland Europe has 24,000. So, you know, if I was them and I'm like, are we going to have more than 20,000 people, like room for that many? Well, maybe we just do it at home with 20,000 people.
I say we do it in the Burning Man Desert.
That just sounds hot.
Yes.
So, but they've had 127,000 votes, and after this podcast, they'll have another, I don't know, 127,000 votes or so, all for Huntsville, Alabama.
That's right.
So, yeah, maybe they'll give us the shaft or something.
I'm sure they will.
So they found the heads.
Yes.
Oh, the Steve heads.
Yes.
And this will actually excite Spencer because he won second place in a competition at PAX East where he was supposed to get one of the heads.
Mm-hmm.
But they lost him in transit. So now they found him in Boston, I believe, and they're getting mailed back to them. So I don't know if Spencer will get them once they get there. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But hopefully he will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully so.
We also had a bunch of cool announcements on Notch's Twitter this week. He fixed beds in the Nether, which is great because I've got a whole video on how beds don't work in the Nether. So I'm sure I'm going to have to edit that or not.
Make a brand new video.
Yeah. What they really do. You go to sleep. He made booster tracks speedier. But also, he fixed minecart cracks. Minecarts next to each other causing extreme velocity. So no more homemade boosters. You'll have to use some gold and make your own tracks for boosters now. And he did say sorry.
I'm sure there's some really upset, you know, rail station builders on some bunch of servers everywhere.
Yeah, F Tempest? Is he still... did he quit playing Minecraft?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Okay, we'll have to throw him some gold or some tracks or something to help out with that, because he's done a lot of work on our server.
He put up a video this week.
Very cool.
He put up a video riding the F-Tempest line around the Shaftlands.
Well, that should be in sightings. We'll get that next week in the sightings.
So.
Cool.
I feel like I'm reading all this.
There was a new Minecraft diary on PC Gamer. And this is a nice little series. I like when they do this. It's just a nice little insight on Mojang and what they're doing. It's a you know, as usual, they're pretty long. But you know, I must note that Swedish bacon paste looks awfully delicious,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'd love to just get some and rub it on my gums.
You just squeeze it on.
It almost looks like it would be really good toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. Bacon in the morning. That's awesome. That's good stuff. So yes, check that out on PC Gamer. And the demo. The PC Gamer Minecraft demo. Finally, there's a demo. And that's great. You know, it's a kind of a throwback to old demos from PC Gamer magazine when you get that CD, or you buy the magazine and it's missing the CD and you're like, no! But it's pretty cool. It has the PC Gamer logo on it. It's a stripped down version. It's time sensitive, so you don't have all the time in the world to play it. But
well, in that picture of the cow, that's in the game, I believe. Like the cows,
I think
have
they
the
branded
PC Gamer.
Their cows.
Yeah.
Oh yes. No, I was saying on the title screen. It says PC Gamer.
Right, but Minecraft. I'm saying in the game, cows are actually branded with the logo too.
Oh right, that's crazy. Yeah, that's awesome. But it's neat seeing it as a CD. I actually didn't get a chance to play the demo because I was just crazy about getting this video done, but Astrogali did this excellent review. It's very detailed. Everything about it is documented with screenshots and everything, and in fact, I guess I jumped the gun because that's in our sightings, but you can check that link out.
And these next two here, Joel, you want to talk about these?
I was planning you know, when I was going to come on the show before to announce this for the first time anywhere, but the word has snuck out in a couple places. But I am actually going to be in the big Minecraft documentary that Two Player Productions is busy filming right now. Actually, next week they're going to come to my school for 3 days and I guess film all my classes, and you know, assuming I don't end up on the cutting room floor, I'm going to be in the movie, which is still completely mind-blowing to me.
That is awesome.
You know.
Yay.
And you're going to talk about how cool we are?
Oh, totally.
Sweet.
I'm going to say, why haven't you gone to, like, film, you know, guys making an awesome podcast about Minecraft? That's more interesting than what I'm doing.
Yeah. And then you'll do the air banjo.
That's cool.
Yeah, but they just seem really cool. I've been talking to them, and we've been trying to figure out exactly what they're interested in filming. And so I'm totally like nervous and freaking out, and hopefully I won't blow it. But we'll see.
Well, that's a good thing about documentaries, right? You don't have to worry about lines and that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Just talk a lot.
Be yourself. Yeah. Or just wear this crazy top hat with a top hat on it and another top hat on that and pretend like you do that every day.
And a monocle.
Yes. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
And then make sure you have like one of your kids with duct tape and like the desk drawer and then open it up and have them give you like a cracker.
Yeah. And then just speak gibberish. But first,
and we wonder why they're not heading down here anytime soon. But we also got Two-Player Productions sent out their digital kits for backers if you were in the Kickstarter. So it's a cool wallpapers and some craft, paper craft stuff, and also some avatars and stuff like that. So check your emails, check your spam folder, possibly, if you haven't gotten it yet, because it might be in theirs.
Check your kids, check your wife.
In there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that it? No. Is that it?
Yeah,
it is. Is that it for the news?
Mm-hmm.
That is it for the news. On to broader horizons.
Excavation Station.
Yeah.
Wow, these horizons, they're so broad.
Thanks. I made the horizons all by myself. And what would you like to see in the game, Joel?
Well, look, I'm going to be unoriginal and say some things that people have said a million times before, but maybe, maybe I have a different angle on them about how I'd use some of them. Number one, first and foremost, let us write our own books in Minecraft, for Pete's sake. I mean, we have books in the game. We even have ink in the game now, like, let us do it. I think for me, trying to do lessons in class, it would really let me add much more detail, much more story, much more like context for the worlds that I'm creating for the kids. That's on the one side. And then on the other side, I can think of a few kids by name in my school that would never pick up a pencil and write a story. But you know what? If you tell them you can write a story in a Minecraft book, they'll go to town and they'll do it.
Now I have a theory about it too, though. I think that it's already in the game, but the problem is when everybody tries to put a stick with the coal on the end, they just get a torch and not a pencil. So it's an issue they're having problems with figuring out what to do there.
Right.
It's good. I think a stick, squid ink. There you go. Problem solved.
Squid ink. Yeah.
Squid ink.
Maybe a bucket with ink.
Right.
And then a feather.
Right. Well, when they added squids to the game, that was like my first thought. Oh, squids. Squids give you ink. Like, this is going to happen. This is for real. But I mean, it is happening. Not just said, the Cody's writing for maps are going to let you do, books and then also custom paintings. Mm. And that actually leads into one of my other ideas, which is some way to do like bigger signs or like billboards, or for me, I would love to do like a blackboard. I'd love to stand in front of my class in the game and like be able to write on signs that are bigger than this teeny tiny little window that you have to be put your face in front of to read.
Terrible.
So maybe
idea.
We'll be able to do that with a big painting, something like that.
Redstone powered switchable paintings.
Oh, there you go.
Now that's a good idea. You could do like an office with a whiteboard and some scribbles on it. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
And you can or actually billboards. Have do them large. Do them like five stories high, and you can advertise your your castle or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Blinking neon.
I get signs. Some weird obscenities, possibly.
Possibly.
Oh, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of it.
The beauty.
Yeah. No, look, I love it when kids step out of line and do something wrong in my class. I mean, that's kind of the point. Like, I stop the class and I deal with it, and all the other kids see what happened when you get out of line, and that's the lesson right there.
Yeah.
Nice. So, and I like getting kids in trouble, I guess. Yeah.
Cool.
The only other thing, I just have to throw this in there, the only other thing I'd love to see in the game is more lighting options. Like, we have torches, we have glowstone, and that's all we got. Like, you know, there's just, speaking as a level designer, I'd like more options to put in the game. Like, you know, floodlights that can light up a whole area, colored lighting. Mm. There's just so much we could do that if we had some more options.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm done. Point.
Yeah. And like a nightlight.
Yeah, the jack-o'-lantern's just not going to cut it anymore.
No. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah. And lava.
That's my favorite light.
I use lava.
All right, all right. There's a few things.
Yeah.
But I want more, damn it.
Yeah. More, more. Cool.
Well, we've got someone else who wants more.
And let's listen to him right now.
Hello, Shaftians. This is Nautil31, and I have a few ideas for excavation station. The first one is a dog whistle that warps all your dogs to you, and it rays at the same time as an iron pick. It's made with five iron bars in the shape of a classic dog whistle. The second is a golden diamond encrusted whistle. It spawns a wild wolf. It can be used five times. You take a whistle, you sound it by iron bars, and then you take that and sound it by diamonds. My third idea is a portal circle. You can teleport to the other portal circles in your world. It doesn't work in the nether. You name each one so you know where you're teleporting. You make an obsidian X in your crafting square. Take that, sound it by an obsidian circle, and then take that and put a gold circle around it. Once you have that, you can place it anywhere you want and light it on fire. Now it works. Thank you for listening. Out.
Is that Notch?
I don't know.
I think Notch called in and he's trying to sneak something into Jed's workflow there.
So, you know, I just kept thinking of Vitruvian Man. You take an X and you put a square around it and a circle around it and a triangle around it. And
oh, yeah.
I'm the only one that got that. Do you know what Vitruvian Man is?
I kind of glazed over on the third idea at that point. I'll be honest
Wes
with you,
so
though.
So old.
You know, it's, you know, Da Vinci and I, we were buddies.
Yeah. Well, I think, let's see, what the first one he did said was dog whistles.
Dog whistle.
Yeah.
I can go for that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I
hate, that's a good idea.
I hate, like, leaving a dog out in the woods and, like, have no clue where he is. But just knowing that he's out there, just sitting there. Like, he's not going to go feed himself on the chicken standing 2 feet away from him. He's going to sit there and die eventually.
Yeah, it's kind of
dog management is not as fun as it probably should be.
Yeah, no, I, you know, in my world, I've got about I guess I'm about 13 dogs now, or wolves, and they basically sit in one room. But, you know, I leave them in that one room, and then when I find more dogs, I just bring them back and make them sit in the room. And it's like, oh,
it's kind of cruel in a way.
In a way, it's also kind of annoying sometimes when they start whimpering.
Yeah, or Wes starts whimpering.
I almost think maybe I would be happier if I could only be allowed to have one wolf.
Just one?
Yeah.
So what happens if you train another one and you already have
just
one?
Wouldn't
does
let
it
you.
Just die?
Just oh. Wouldn't let you.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Yeah.
Less morbid.
Maybe they fight.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
Do you ever worry that your wolves are going to, like, rebel against you and overthrow their evil master overlord?
No, I beat the crap out of them.
All the time.
Yeah, I keep them down.
That's the reason I can't sleep anymore. I'm just so worried about that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Well, let's see. Lover 77 wants some nether sludge. It would turn lava into obsidian in the nether.
Nether sludge.
So, okay.
Okay.
So I guess it would be the only way. It's so that people who don't take obsidian into the nether, I guess, can get back?
I get it.
Hmm.
I mean, what happens if you don't take
it? It makes a portal.
It does?
Yeah.
On the other side?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
if something happens to your portal, you know, like you are an idiot and accidentally dig it up, and then that piece of obsidian falls into the lava. Like, you can't get back, I don't think.
Yeah, I think you should just have to stay there if you do that. I mean, that should be your consequence. No, I if you die, you go back to the real world.
Yeah.
So you can
but,
just go
but what
jump
about
in
this
lava.
Whole beds working in the nether thing? Does that reset your spawn point? Are you then spawning in the nether?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess there is a reason to have obsidian in the nether. For that one guy.
So,
or have you done this? Right? Are you speaking from experience here?
Let's get real. I've done some pretty embarrassing things in the nether, but I haven't been.
Not as embarrassing as Eric.
Yeah.
Can I ask him, or maybe, you know, people in the chat, has this happened to anybody else's game? Because this happened in my single player world I've never heard of it anywhere. Like, I made a portal to the Nether, you know, after the Nether was introduced. I went there, I checked it out, I came back. I started exploring again in my regular, normal world, and every, like, you know, mile or so in the game, I just find these random Nether portals that I did not create.
Yeah,
and
there was
They all lead back to my original Nether portal. Is that a thing that happens?
There was a bug after he first released it. I forget, there was a key that if you hit the key, it would make a respawn your portal. I believe.
Weird.
Something like that. But yeah, like, I have it in my world.
I'm finding them in places I've never been before. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it actually, because this happened to me, and it actually works out well because I can always use that as a spot to get back to my home.
Like a shortcut, yeah.
Yeah, because it always takes you back to that single portal, which always takes you back. Mine actually did something weird. I had a portal that I made, went to the Nether, and when I came back, I came out of another portal. But luckily it was close by, and that's the one I come out all the time now. So, that should be fixed now, where if you make a new one, it shouldn't do that.
Swisservin wants explosive material that looks like smooth stone to make mining a bit more dangerous and exciting. So basically you're digging and you randomly explode.
Like as if a creeper crept up
so
on
I'm
you.
So I'm gonna give it a big because we don't need mining is already pretty deadly.
It's like a Minesweeper.
Yeah.
Like it's like playing Minesweeper but without the knowledge that you're playing it.
Right.
The only thing I could...
different.
Yeah, if it was slightly different.
And then you'd have to, like, mine it a special way, and then you could use it for other things.
Yeah, maybe that could work.
Yeah, Bamrock in the chat room says, like a gas explosion. And I think we talked about gas episodes ago. I could see that, but, you know, you need some sort of warning.
I think maybe an audio warning, like a hiss, like you're hearing gas escaping.
You're trying to make all the people who listen to Audible while they play the game die, aren't you?
No, you're right.
Well, how about a...
to me, it's like a reason for now to have to listen to the audio. I mean, normally you listen to it, you know, for creepers and stuff like that, or, you know, things you can hear over your Audible book. But if you heard the gas escaping, you know somewhere around here is dangerous, and so you stop, and maybe you can check it with your gasometer.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which you make with redstone.
Oh, really? You just need one of those USB smelling devices, you know, just kind of puts out kind of a methane aroma.
And I think we're going too far with this.
Okay.
I would like for someone to read the next one, please.
Okay. Joel, you want to get the next one?
Sure. W. Strick or Wistrick?
Welcome to our world.
Wants a rubber tree and rubber armor to help defend against lightning. I don't know. Is lightning strikes really like a real danger?
It is when you're PvP against a mod.
I would love to be struck by lightning. I'd be like, hey, cool, I was struck by lightning.
The only time it's really a danger is in PvP versus other mods. You know, when you're playing against an admin.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a lot of really cool lightning when I was this week. I didn't mention it because I can't remember what mod it is. But it was a weather mod. And you can basically turn on or off rain, and then you can turn on or off... Oh, I think it's a zombie pack. Anyway, but you can turn on thunderstorms, but you can make them more intense. And it's like lightning all the time. Bang, 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 bang all around you. And it's so crazy. But... I think I got struck by lightning a few times and it didn't do anything.
But are you on peaceful?
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't do anything on peaceful.
Or maybe it has something to do with the add-on. I really don't know. But anyway, but it's fascinating seeing the lightning strike.
Do you play with God mode on?
sometimes.
Okay, so let's see. Zazaz here wants a new item that flattens land in like 20 block areas for big project development. Like a steamroller, I guess.
Yeah. Or the big bomb that was talked about a few episodes ago. Big TNT.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mega TNT.
I to me, at that point, if you're just going to be getting rid of that many blocks at a time, maybe use some cheat. Use MC
Edit.
Just
use World Edit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get something like that, and you can shape your world. Because, I mean, at that point, it's really kind of taking the game out of the game, right? You're getting rid of 20 blocks at a time. You know, even TNT only does, what, 9? Well, 3, 4, 3, 9, whatever. Like
Minecraft teaches math.
9 to 27. Yeah. Does 27 blocks.
Yeah.
9 square, right? Or 9?
Sounds really good to me.
I don't know. Jeez.
So IR squared, I don't know.
Italian Patty wants biomes to change. So like if you're in an area with a bunch of trees and you cut down like 90% of them, it could change into a grassland. Oh. Or and climate could change, melting snow, things like, you know, things like that. I think that there's some
thought of that before.
I think there's some potential there, but I don't know if that's necessary.
I think it'd be hard to tell. I mean, like, you cut down all the trees, you know, you look like you're in a grassland. I don't know. The biomes aren't terribly well differentiated. Maybe if there was different, you know, types of animal spawning or different types of flowers or, you know, and I think Notch has said that he wants to do that eventually. So maybe we'll get there.
Yeah, I guess something where you were forced to actually plant trees for more than just getting more wood.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, maybe you couldn't plant stuff there because it's not holding, you know, fertile enough or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see how that could be kind of confusing.
No, trees growing better in certain biomes or something like that might be kind of
like
cool.
Like taller and...
Yeah. Like maybe only on, you know, real foresty type areas do you get the big trees.
And like if you slaughter a bunch of animals in that area, it fertilizes it better and they grow faster?
Actually, that summons the nether gods.
Mm. Okay. I'll go with that.
All right.
That's in.
Okay, so we have a caller here with something totally exciting, I'm sure of it.
So play the button thing now.
All right.
Push it.
Pressing the button now.
Press the button.
Hello, the Shaft. I have an idea for excavation station. I have two ideas, actually. Okay, first idea. You know how there are records and jukeboxes? Yes, you could... I have an idea where there would be a record recorder where you would craft a record and then you would put it in and then you would plug in a microphone to your computer and then you would record yourself talking. Then maybe it's your friend's birthday and you can't get to him or call on your mobile phone. You would just, and he also plays Minecraft. Then you could just craft that thing, and then you would record maybe you singing Happy Birthday. So, yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Shaft. I also like Minecraft, and yeah, goodbye.
Was that Notch again disguising his voice?
I think it was.
And now, a little PSA, though. Don't record the Happy Birthday song. You might get in some legal troubles.
Yes.
Yeah, Hallmark owns that, right? Or is it Disney? Somebody.
I think it's just one guy now or something, right?
Nike but, bought it from someone.
I think this is a good, and I think it is a viable idea. I mean, with him doing things like the paintings and the avatars, I think there is this kind of push to have content that's created by the community and be able to put in your personal content. So why not do the audio just like you're doing everything else?
Yeah. I think that's a neat dynamic. I mean, if he's going to write in the ability to record something, then why not have some sort of, you know, another feature that uses it? You know, why plug in a mic just for one feature? Why not have an in-game chat system where people in a certain vicinity can hear you and things like that?
That would be really cool. A distance-based voice chat?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
It seems like it's already in there with, you know, the sound that's already in there from the note blocks.
Right.
You know, trails off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So. Same with lightning.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, bing! Good one.
Bing.
Don Ye wants a roundabout for tracks, like a circle of tracks leading off to different branches, and you could change direction with a bow or a switch.
I think direction changing stuff is valid.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Bing!
Is that a banger? Is that a bangy?
Kalantar wants a way to import from one map to another, for instance, from your single-player game to SMP, and he wants it built within the game. This would allow us to do things like copy sections of old maps into new maps.
Okay. And I mean, you can kind of do that stuff with MC Edit at the moment, but it's...
You can do that with World Edit, too, and schematic files, and it can be done. I read that, and I thought he meant, like... import one map, play. Well, no, I guess I didn't understand. Never mind.
Well, that's probably how I typed it up too. I kind of shortened all these. but I like the within the game, like having tools within the game to be able to do this stuff. Maybe so it's a little more visual. That's kind of the one downside.
What about like a blueprint item? Like you make something and you can somehow create a blueprint that can be traded.
Yeah. We had talked about that. Something that like made like the three-dimensional kind of, you know, like half-visible blocks so that you could conceivably follow a blueprint that somebody else hands you.
Or like you somehow put the materials into the blueprint, and when you know, put in 1,000 stone and 200 wood and whatever else, like, boop, you instant...
you know, that's an idea. You put in a construction company, and then you give them your blueprint and the blocks, or you just pay them when there's currency, and boom, they build it, and it's, a week later, it's there.
You get lots of little Steves walking around the construction site for a week, you know? Walls go up, you know?
Nice.
And they're all wearing, like, Bob the Builder avatars.
Yes. Little doozers.
I don't know why I think, the guys from the Fraggle Rock.
Doozers.
You guys watch way too many children's shows.
Shut up.
I watched that one when I was a child. Maybe middle school, high school, something like that. Yeah, last week. It was last week.
I was in college. Shut up.
Let's see. Olam 12 wants sandstorms, like rain effects, but in wintry biomes. No, in deserts.
In deserts?
In deserts.
That would be great. Sandstorm. Man, that'd be cool.
Totally.
I like that. Yeah. It's real thick, you know, and you can't see very far. I guess kind of how the snow falls.
Yeah.
It seems like
they could do it. I mean, it seems like it would just, you know, change the direction of the rain or whatever. And so, like, when it's detected raining, it's actually throwing sand across.
Yeah. Like, horizontal, almost horizontal, like, diagonal.
Yeah.
Dust.
Now, what would be cool is if it actually, like, piled up and, like, kind of moved the sand around, and so you get covered up if you like you didn't keep moving or something.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Dirt, dirt devils,
and then scorpions come out of the sand, and you become the Scorpion King. I didn't watch the movie. I don't know.
So moving on, Joel, you want to read the next one from Dylan?
Sure. Dylan thinks that when you kill a pig, it should spawn a pig man in the Nether, sort of like a piggy hell. I kind of like that. You know, like maybe your Nether is empty, but as you like, you know, have a consequence for killing all these animals in the overworld. Like every time you kill one, there's like a, you know, pig man or a devil cow or a evil chicken.
Devil cow.
You know,
cow.
Some consequence for your actions in the overworld.
Yeah.
Those guys are just creepy. I've got one in my Nether home. He's my pig man butler. But I always forget he's there. Like until I spawn in and I'm walking around, all suddenly he pokes his head out of a room and I'm like, ah!
Can I get you anything, sir?
Awesome. All right, then. Here we got Josh. He wants monkey bars. Works like a ladder, but across the ceiling.
I think it's fair to say that
Notch... Is that like a bar for monkeys?
Mm-hmm.
Just monkeys.
Only for monkeys.
So now we need monkeys, too.
Yeah.
But I think this definitely...
Monkeys and black sheep.
...just shows that Notch needs to put in some other form of climbing material, whether it's rope... vertical bars or some way to crawl underneath stuff better. Maybe that's what slime, whatever. There's hundreds of things
I could see that though. I mean, hanging down like a Prince of Persia game or a God of War game where you're, you know, grabbing onto the ceiling and walking. That's kind of cool. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a ton of areas that you could reach without cheating or using a compass and stuff. I could see that.
I just don't see Steve as being that athletic.
No. You'd be surprised.
Yep.
The kind of muscles under those pixels.
Yeah, he can mine for like 10 hours straight with just a pickaxe.
He can. I've seen him.
But
like bunny hop up a mountain.
Yeah.
So the Dutchman 44 and the Silver Fox 44 wants a weather clock. It's similar to a compass, and it shows you the weather for the next three Minecraft days. So it's like Gary Dobbs, I guess.
That's a local weatherman. So for anybody who doesn't live in Huntsville, Alabama, which you voted for in that poll.
His house got blown away, too, in the tornado.
And he burned his crotch the other day with a pot of coffee.
Wow. We knew a lot about him. We're fans of our local weather guy.
And he talked about it on TV.
Really?
Yeah, he had guests at his house.
Did you record it? I want to watch.
No, it was on some website. He had some guests staying with him, you know, while he was getting all his stuff in order since his house got destroyed.
Uh-huh.
And he said on television that he sleeps in the buff, and he got up early and went to make a coffee pot, and it was screwing up, and he was worried about it, and the water started overflowing, so he tried to lift it up, and it splashed all over, and people were like, and he screamed, and everybody's like, is everything okay? And he's like, no, stay in there, everything's fine, because he was naked with a coffee-burned crotch.
Oh, meteorologists, they're awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, how's that for a tangent? Tangent fans.
Yeah.
Tangent fans.
So, we only have like five more of these. Let's get through.
Okay.
So, the spastic penguin wants a port key like in Harry Potter. You can set it to a certain spot and use the key to teleport there later.
I like that.
Harry Potter.
Have fun getting that past whoever does Harry Potter movies.
Harry Potter.
Well, you know,
whoever owns that copyright.
They stole the idea of a teleportation lodestone from other places. It's fine.
Yeah.
A lot of teleportation ideas in this.
Are people just lazy? Is that what it comes to?
Well, I got
to
tell you, I logged on to the Shaftlands today, and everybody was really great. They were all like, when are you going to fix warps, Wes? They specifically were like, why did you break the warps? I'm like, I didn't touch the warps. You just need to take your big bad self and go elsewhere, you know? And it was very accusatory. I didn't appreciate it at all.
I think what's going on is, you know, the worlds get really big. I mean, it just gets bigger and bigger. It never gets smaller, right? Yeah. Even with griefing, it doesn't get smaller. It only expands. So the need for transportation will just get, you know, more in demand.
Yep. That's why I still think public transportation on S&P maps is a number one priority.
Yeah, use those
large trains that, you know.
But if he's trying to stick to, and this is kind of a, I don't know, he says he's trying to stick to kind of a fantasy genre. Can we argue that minecarts aren't, I mean, how they look in the game aren't so fantasy looking?
Well,
I mean, they had minecarts, sure, but yeah. I think Indiana Jones, it's, I don't know.
1800s, you know, late 19th century was minecarts, right?
I
and you had locomotives.
Sounds about right.
You had locomotives.
But was that a fantasy time?
No, that's my point.
Well, and that's my point, yeah. Is that maybe we should just do away with minecarts completely and tracks.
I don't like where you're going with this. I don't like this at all.
Horses and carts and javelins and Robin Hoods.
And stuff.
And stuff.
And black sheep.
And hobbits.
And dragons.
And yes, dragons.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. If you just add in dragons, we don't need carts. We don't need.
That's right.
It sounded like a wrong.
We don't need sense. No cards.
So, somebody want to read Eljung Green.
He came from the lands. Oh, sorry, I don't know where that was going. But he wants a better way to make roofs. You know, slate, thatch, tiles, things like that. Different colors of tiles and whatnot.
I absolutely agree. I think you should be able to build slanted roofs.
Hmm.
So you can make things that look kind of like houses. The only way you can really do it right now is with tracks, right?
Or make them large.
But is that kind of antithetical to the whole Minecraft everything at right angles?
It totally destroys it. I mean, I think
I couldn't play anymore if they had that.
You'd be done.
Just kill it for me.
You'd have to make a whole new tutorial with like slanted blocks in it. You'd be like,
that's right.
Yeah. All right, class. Today we're going to be learning how to play Grand Theft Auto.
That's right. I have to move on.
Maybe not that game, but let's see what else we got
if
here.
You beat up the hookers after you.
See, right. I'd stop myself.
I could do it. Like, no, just, I mean, I'm a total believer in this whole, like, you know, video games in school thing. Like, I could do it. I would make them go around the city in Grand Theft Auto and be good citizens. And, like, you know what? If they beat up a hooker, they're going to the principal's office. There's a lesson there.
I would love to. Well, I wouldn't love to be that parent, but I'd love to see that parent's eyes when they got that note. Your son.
Well, that would be my last day in the a job. But you know what? Like, if I ever win the lottery, that's what I'm doing.
That's awesome. That's your last day plans.
Right.
Your son committed three drive-bys and slapped a... Wow, stop right there. Oh, good. But he got some bonus points for the lap dance. So. Anyway, the Ghost King, he wants to have big octopi, or an octopus that can attack boats and sink them and stuff. But he had a question for us. What would they drop when you killed them?
Rum.
Kraken rum?
Like rum maybe that they stole from a pirate ship or something?
Yes, from World's End.
I think
beat tentacles, little suction cup tentacle things.
Just beat me to it. I think you kill two birds with one stone with the suction cups, right? Now you can do your climbing under stuff. And
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Neat.
I'm over here singing Michael Bolton, and you guys don't even care.
Michael Bolton. It drops Michael Bolton. Little bits and pieces of Michael Bolton. You can put them together. You can collect them all.
What happens when you put multiple Michael Boltons together?
You don't even want to know. I can't even say it on this show. Oh, it's that horrid.
Okay, Joel, next one.
Sure. Tag team would like to see fish of different sizes, which would allow for fishing contests.
Cool.
I like that as part of my bag of game tools that I've been talking about for episodes upon episodes.
I've never heard about these game tools. Yes. No, stop. Don't. And last but not least, Gamer Lion wants...
pandas. Enough said.
Enough said.
And that's enough said for that said, so let's go to the ninth side, right said, Fred. Hit the button, Eric.
Is that it for pandas?
It is.
No more pandas?
Oh, awesome. Are you guys going to play a bumper?
Yeah. Yes. Ready for the bumper? Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Wow. Sightings. It sounds like, it feels like we've been long this show.
Well, you know.
You know how
I'm
it
good.
Goes.
I'm good all night.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's all I need to hear.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, so let's jump into this thing. We've got sightings, which you can always leave on Reddit, which is reddit.com/r/theshaft. We do check those weekly for cool stuff. We have one this week from Aquason. This is a mod, the Portal Gun plugin for Bucket. I skipped one, so we'll go back to that. But so I don't know if y'all seen this, but it's like the Portal Gun in the game. It's pretty cool stuff. There's a video. We'll link to it. And show you that.
Yeah, I did see that video. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Man, there's a lot of Portal mods going on.
Yeah.
It's almost decent. Like a new version of Portal came out.
Almost.
Almost like it.
Right. What's well, Portal? Now there's... I saw a hilarious thing. I forget. It was some game developer posted it that... the Portal 2... development tools just came out, and someone said, well, now we can make Portal 2 in Minecraft, you know? Or no, excuse me, can make Minecraft in Portal, just like people are making Portal in Minecraft. And then you can make Minecraft in Portal in Minecraft.
Nice. Yeah, I think I saw Jonathan Colton tweet something about that, giving
that's
a prize
it,
for
it.
Someone who
yeah.
did it.
Yeah.
That's who it was.
Wow.
And then people were asking if he played, and he's like, no, I don't play.
So maybe you could use Portal to make Minecraft in Portal, but then you could build Portal in the Minecraft, and you could go one level deeper.
Exactly.
That's pretty deep. That is pretty deep.
Yep.
Okay. Now,
Inception.
I think I just nearly passed out again. It's weird.
Yeah, I passed out. All right, then. We have... what you got, Joel? You added some stuff in here?
Yeah, I did. I saw a couple really cool videos lately. There was one where someone was using the Piston mod to make a house, but it I mean, I've seen videos where people are using the piston mods to make walls and houses and stuff before, but this one was self-generating and self-repairing. He was actually like blowing up TNT in the house, and his crazy piston redstone contraption was actually like slowly repairing the house. It would go back to its original configuration. It was insane.
That's cool.
It just makes me really excited to have pistons officially in the game. I mean, I think that's still happening. Have we heard otherwise? I think that's real.
I think they're... I don't know. I think they're taking a break on it because I believe Jeb moved to a different project for a bit, and Notch has been coding stuff instead of Jeb, and Jeb was kind of working on the piston mod I heard. So I don't know if Jeb's back on it yet or if Notch took over where he did. I know Notch has been busy working on bugs, like doing 60 this week or something crazy.
Right.
So yeah. I assume it's probably on hold until that happens. But
right. But I hope it happens. I think it's just really going to be great for the game. I want to believe. And then, you know, the only other really cool thing I saw this week was someone posted this video. It's called, like, The Edge of Minecraft. I mean, Notch is he did a blog post about what happens if you just go really, really far out, you know, like, you know, a million blocks from the spawn point, that physics start getting weird and strange things happen. So somebody did it. I mean, I guess they teleported themselves out there. And yeah, it's true, really weird stuff happens. It was just a cool video, and I assume he was just using like the default Minecraft game without any mods or plugins affecting it, and it was just really interesting.
Yeah, this is really weird. He goes under the water and it's dry under there, and there's bizarre looking cliffs and very strange.
Yeah, and movement is weird, and
yeah, weird stuff.
Gonna go crazy. So there's some teacher stuff down here. Did you put this in, Joel?
I actually didn't. I think you guys must have been reading my blog. That's so sweet. yeah, no, well, I just I've been trying to get some resources for other teachers who want to use Minecraft in their own classroom. I have a Google group, and we started to have some discussion there about different ideas, mostly just brainstorming now. And then there's actually a Minecraft in Schools wiki that I didn't start. There's another teacher, Lucas Gillespie, who's actually been using World of Warcraft in school for a couple of years now, and he's kind of has his own thing with that. And he's really into Minecraft. He believes it. So I'm trying to, you know, use whatever attention capital I've been getting with my Minecraft teacher stuff to kind of focus everybody on this one wiki, and, you know, let's do the internet thing where everyone collaborates and comes up with cool stuff.
Oh, excellent. Cool. Yeah, definitely check that link out. Huh. All right.
This next one is here. We actually found it last week after the last show. It is a Minecraft made beautiful with 3D surfaces and specular lighting. It's Ghost 2's HD texture pack, and it looks really cool. I mean, I don't play with texture packs, but I've thought about giving this one a try just to see what everything looks like, because it really
it's definitely different. Yeah, it's like bump mapping, and it's really nice looking. Also, I mentioned this before, but Astrogali did a great review on the Minecraft demo version. So definitely check that out in the show notes. Also, the old guys at Yogscast.
Yogscast!
Simon and Lewis. They played some Minecraft golf this week, and it looks really fun. You throw a snowball on ice, and it slides, someone had created the map, and you know, Simon and Lewis went and played, and it looks really cool. I mean, there's a little windmill, you know. I mean, it's like your putt-putt golf kind of course, and it really looks fun. We gotta play it. We gotta check it out.
It's sounds good. Cool. Someone make us a course.
Yeah, make us a course. We'll play it. Also, Mining Diamonds. Which is a song that came out last week. Hotch Josh made it, a new rap song. It's a parody of Black and Yellow. Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow. It's Mining Diamonds, Mining Diamonds. It's good, it's good. It's a cool little song and a music video to go along with it. And speaking of parodies, Mine Day, Mine Day, Mine Day. So I threw this in here too. It's a parody of Rebecca Black's Friday, if you can tell. And Minecraft themed. It's silly.
We also got a link in here for Ted Nader, who does a Minecraft site with a Minecraft photographer kind of feel to it. So she's going to have some cool photos there for folks to look at. So check that out.
Teddy. Cool.
And then here we got one in from Will. Got an email in. It was just a creeper and grass block on CubeCraft.
From Boxy.
They sit that in.
Oh, that's funny.
I believe that was Will. Maybe it was someone else. But
CubeCraft. Yeah, CubeCraft.com. Create your own little paper things. You made one of those one time, right? I've still yet to do that. I need to make some little paper.
Papers. With the blocks. Like, don't be doing creepers.
This is a simple block.
They're a pain, man. When you start, like, trying to do these, like, feet on a creeper or, like, pig legs and stuff, it's just, oh, it's painful.
Oh, man.
Like, I'd almost rather do, like, a full sheet version and make it larger on the animals.
Hmm.
Eh, whatever.
And this is a nice video. Minecart loops. This is actually part two of two, or I don't know. There's the first one, but basically, Nelal Herkran. Is that his name? Anyway, he created he got the idea to create loop based music, basically a sequencer out of minecarts and boosters and note blocks. And he put in his description on YouTube that he got the idea from me last episode on the Husky Mudkips episode. And and he created it, and it works, and it's perfect. He's got switches for each loop. He has one for the kick drum, the bass line, the snare, and flips them on and off, and it's perfect. It's a compact design too. It doesn't take up a billion blocks like the old school ones would. And great use of boosters there. It's awesome. I mean, everything about it is cool except the actual music that he wrote in it. No, but he said himself, he's not a musician, but it's really cool. But you know, there's still that lag problem though. I mean, it's a little hard to sync these together. But
it's kind of like listening to an old record. You hear those imperfections and you know that it's real and not fake.
Right. Right. Right.
Also, I'll put a link in the show notes to the F Tempest video of writing the F Tempest line on the Shufflands. Yeah,
cool.
Because it also gives you a very good perspective of just how big the Shufflands is.
Mm-hmm. So. It's a very big Shufflands.
Yeah, I got to get on there. Check it out.
Hint. You do.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Excuse definitely.
Me. Thanks.
Yeah, we need to whitelist him.
Is your name the same, Minecraft Teacher, without an E?
No, I'll email it to you.
Okay.
But I registered Minecraft Teacher. I should probably pay the money for an extra account just so I can actually have that and show up on servers as myself. But
that's good.
Yeah, but, no, just let us what it is and we'll get you added. And right when on. I say we, I mean one of our incredible mods will get you added because they are so awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce.
Oh, awesome sauce. Speaking of awesome sauce, we have an excellent bumper here. You should listen to it right now. What?
Are we going to listen to a bumper?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. All right, ready? Go.
Listen up. Listen up. Listener.
Yay.
That's awesome.
That was the coolest thing ever. So that was your classroom?
That was one of my after-school classes. Yep.
Awesome.
Sweet. And so did they look at you all weird, like, what are we doing?
Yeah, they didn't know what I was talking about. I'm saying, so there's this podcast and they do this thing and this list of contributions and people to submit their own bumpers and they're like, what? And I'm finally just like, you know what? I'm gonna sing it and then you do what I do. And then they were totally into it. And it was cool.
Well, they all get A's. Funny.
Yeah, they do. And I never play a bumper twice, but I'm going to right now.
Wow.
Yay. Okay, that's awesome.
It's just the feel-good bumper of the year.
It is. All right, so we do have some listener contributions, and what are they, Brent?
Well, the first one we got off Reddit, so we do read it, so go post there. This is from Mithri, and had a question for you, Joel. How well do you think what you're doing with elementary schools would scale up to high schoolers? Do you think that Minecraft could be used to teach them things, too? Thanks.
Absolutely, and I'm going to find out. I actually volunteered to run a club in my high school next year. And there's going to be a Minecraft club, and there's a lot of kids excited about it. I mean, the answer is absolutely yes. There are so many things you could do in history, in math, in art, in architecture. The answer is, for God's sakes, yes.
So
I think as I try some of them, you know, I'll be posting about them, trying to make some more videos. And
so would you encourage...
You'll find out with me. Yeah, go on.
Would you encourage students who are listening to the show to bring, like, the wiki or something up to their teachers? Or is there something they can print off to maybe hand to their teacher to promote it?
A lot of kids have actually emailed me and say, you know, look, I want to play Minecraft in school. I have some teachers that I think would be into it, but I don't know how to, you know, I've talked about it and they don't understand. And I'm just, you know, I say they can, you know, send their teachers to me. They can put us in contact with each other. I'll talk to them. Or there's on my blog, there's an about page that sort of explains what I'm doing, which is an introduction, or they can show the wiki. You know, it has to be a teacher that kind of believes playing games in school can have some value, but you know, once the teacher, you know, once you sell the teacher a little bit, there are a lot of resources out there, and not just mine and not just Minecraft. There's a lot of really, really smart people writing about using games in school.
Hmm. I do really think we're going to see a lot of virtual education environments in the long run. You know, I especially think in things like art and architecture, eventually you'll be studying in 3D spaces, representations of the Louvre, you know, physical representations that you can walk to of great cathedrals and things like that, Frank Lloyd Wright houses, stuff like that.
Like a holodeck or something?
Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily thinking, I mean, I'm still thinking computer screen, but, right, you know, 3D right. environments that you're moving through with WASD.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, Minecraft is only the beginning. You know, this will be my little tangent. I know this is a Minecraft podcast, but you know, I'm using Minecraft because it's the game that fits my needs best right now. You know, because it's so modifiable, because it's so creative, I can shape it to do what I need to do in class. But, you know, I think as this genre that Minecraft has created sort of expands and evolves, and we have more and more games to choose from, you know, teachers and educators and parents and whoever else wants to do cool things with kids can pick and choose the games and customize the experience that makes sense for that age group, that makes sense for what you're trying to teach. And I think the next 5 to 10 years is going to be amazing for this kind of stuff. I think every teacher is going to be able to walk into a classroom, kind of roll their own custom world, roll your own MMO, and say, okay, kids, we're exploring Renaissance France today, or we're going to the moon today, and they'll just be able to play it and live it and do it.
Yeah.
Be it Minecraft or another game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. I like it.
Right on.
Yeah.
He likes it a lot.
You know, we've gone this whole episode without mentioning poop blocks.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Is that coming up?
I don't know why I thought
next...
about that. No, I don't know. No. Anyway, let's continue.
I don't think we mentioned it at all last week.
We did?
Well, speaking of poop blocks, Real 10 says, if you would eat a cookie, where in-game would you eat it, and what sound would it make?
Okay. Hmm. I would eat it on the number 7 and the letter Y, and I would go, om nom 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 nom.
Cookie.
I liked it. I thought it was a funny answer. Brent's over there, like, looking at me, like, that was so sad. Stupid. You're a stupid, stupid person, Wes.
So, was that
I
really
think maybe that was enough for everybody.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Or Joel, where would you eat one? And what would it sound like?
You know, I got nothing for this one.
Wow, we get quality questions.
Tyler wrote in and said that the Cobblestone song on episode 32 was phenomenal, and it totally made their week. The Rain Man references were definitely the highlight. I have to say, I still cackle out loud every time I listen to it. It's very funny.
That's funny. A lot of youngins don't get the reference, I guess. The movie came out in 1988.
Yeah, and if you didn't get to hear it... Oh, go on.
No, I was just going to say I listened to the podcast. You stuck it on the end of your last the last podcast, and I was listening to it on the subway in New York City, and I was just busting out laughing. So you can imagine some of the looks I was getting. When somebody like starts laughing or have any kind of like really strong emotion on the subway, everyone just kind of starts like backing off. Like, you don't know where this person's coming from.
And they go, oh, he's crazy.
Yeah, and that song was a product of just kind of messing around. That was a, you know, it's improv after the show. Before or after, I don't remember, but usually Brent grabs a guitar and just starts playing it, and then me and Wes will just come up with stupid lyrics.
And stuff.
And stuff. Yeah, I like that line. Oh. And let's see. Tyler. No, we just read that one, and we're done. No. By the way, you can watch the Cobblestone Blues video by Wolf21 if you want just the song and not the entire podcast attached to it,
or just listen to the podcast and when the song starts, start the video too. Mm-hmm. You get this like chorus effect going.
Nice. I like where you're going with that. Oh, someone's here.
Hey Wes, why are you banging on the table?
Housekeeping. Housekeeping. Mint for pillow.
Come back later.
Mint.
Come back later.
Mint for pillow.
Come back later.
I wonder where the maid is from. I've always wondered that. What is that accent?
Minecraft. Sweden. Topia.
Maybe she's... I am from Colombia.
Oh.
Or maybe Venezuela. Housekeeping.
It doesn't get any better.
It doesn't.
It just does not.
It just goes down from here. All right.
Well, we do have some housekeeping.
Cool.
Pre-show, I did show some folks a preview of the next rendition of the Shaft iPhone app, which hopefully we'll be done with this weekend. We've got one small thing left to do, and then we'll get that out, and depending on how long Apple takes to approve the updates, it will be on there, and you'll have some special features. Well, one special feature in this update, but we actually get the we then have the ability to add special features whenever we want. So we plan to be doing a lot more and having a bunch of special features. And there's some other cool stuff you can do on it. So looking forward to getting that out. We are kind of talking about cons. So I don't know if we need to discuss that anymore. Except for maybe play on con.
Yep.
Do you want to promotes?
Last weekend of July 29th through August 1st, we'll have steampunk programming, anime programming. We've got a Whedon track. We've got a Trek track. Voltaire is going to be playing.
Voltaire.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah. He did some stuff in The Grim Adventures of Bill and what and Mandy?
I don't know. All I could think of was Fandango.
Anyway, but yeah. And then we've got we got all sorts of people coming. It should be a good show. So you can go to www.playoncon.com. So,
and where is this?
This is in Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll be there. We'll be doing a live Shaft show and other shenanigans.
Yes, and go ahead and let you know next week's guest. This will be Sunday at 3:00 p.m. Central. We have the show host of Minecraft Mondays, Keith Steinbach. I guess that's how you say that. Or Bebop Vox, you might know him as.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be a fun show.
Minecraft Mondays.
And then we also got... we're going to get Joel to push it more, but two-player productions, they're busy in May, but it looks like after that, they said they would be on the show. So,
oh, sweet.
We'll get to talk to them in person as well.
Awesome.
And we'll ask them how you did, Joel.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So you better wear that top hat on a top hat.
And I'm telling you, kids in drawers with duct tape and crackers, it's a winner.
Definitely.
Frightening. And that is it, except for let's shout out. Should we shout out to some people?
Sure.
Shout. Woo!
So I'll shout out to all my QuakeCon people. QuakeCon, speaking of conventions, QuakeCon, it's been going on for a lot of years. I've actually, this is totally unrelated, but I've been one of the organizers of QuakeCon for the past 11 years.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking about running the official Minecraft server at QuakeCon this year in the LAN.
I didn't know you were a Quaker.
Section.
You're a Quaker? I didn't know.
I play. I'm old school, man.
Is that what they call them? Is Quakers?
No, I was imagining the guy on the oatmeal box.
But. That's what I was. Yeah.
That might be a cool QuakeCon poster, though.
Yeah. Right?
QuakeCon.
Yeah. With totally. FPS stuff. So, and that's in Texas?
That's in Dallas, Texas. I think it's the first weekend in August this year. It's always a lot of fun. It's the largest LAN party in North America.
Well, that's not
that'll be the weekend.
So, no, I mean, I was really excited to see the pictures and videos coming out of PAX of what people did in their LAN with Minecraft. But, you know, that's a few hundred people, whereas QuakeCon's LAN is a couple thousand people. So I know there's going to be some Minecraft going on there.
Are we going?
I don't know.
It's the weekend after PlayOnCon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
first
rough.
Weekend of August.
Two cons in 1 month.
Yeah,
rough.
But what are we going to do? It's just a drive, right? It's about what?
Dallas?
8 hours?
No, 12? It's about 10 to 12.
Oh, okay.
That's easy.
We'll think about it.
We did 26.
36. It was 30 something, wasn't it?
26.
Driving to California from here?
26. Well, you know what?
We did it twice, so, you know, really it was 52. But
if we do make the long trip, though, we could get some books on Audible.
That's true.
I listened to him on the way down there.
That's true. And we could actually, you can get a 2-week free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft in case we didn't let you know.
Yeah.
So let's, I would like to shout out to all the people that showed up and they're in the chat room hanging out. We got a ton of mods
chat room.
Here. And it's always a fun time. Every week we do this show live. You can go to deadworkers.com/live and watch us. But you can check us out on Twitter. That's where we say when we're doing it and where we're doing it. No, who we're doing it with.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
because we do it with somebody different every week on the Shaft.
Yeah. And it's always a different time. It's
and
always
we film
awkward
it.
Place.
And you can watch us.
So check us out the Shaft podcast
true.
On Twitter.
True. He's not lying.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That and lying? I'm on Twitter, Minecraft Teacher. Minecraft Teacher without the E at the end.
Teacher.
It's all Web 2.0.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No. Honestly, I did not know this. I learned that Twitter has a limit to how long your username can be, and one letter had to go. So. And then, believe it or not, somebody already had Minecraft Teacher with the E on YouTube. So that I'm Minecraft Teacher with no E. I know. So,
does he even teach anybody anything, or did he just take your name?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything, but it was just like that name is already taken. So, no, I mean, honestly, as a teacher, it kind of bugs me. Like, I wanted to be like my blog is Minecraft Teacher with the E. I mean, to me, that's correct. But, you know, it's whatever. It is what it is. I just decided to run with it.
This is another travesty that Twitter has brought upon the universe.
Right. Yeah.
But you did.
And follow Graphics Matt, too. He's an amazing designer that's helping me make the tutorial world. Graphics Matt.
Graphics
that's Matt. That's my last shout out. I'm done pimping, shouting out. That's it. I'm done selling myself.
You sure?
You sure
that's
you're not going to.
What you're here for?
You're not going to talk about MinecraftTeacher.net is his blog, and you can go there and check it out.
No, don't go there.
And you will see videos. You will see videos of Joel teaching his class, and it's cool to see that. I really like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
And people trying to like say stuff, and you're like, hello, I'm talking here.
I know. No, it's so funny. Those videos are so edited down because the kids are just, you know, they're like jumping up in front of the camera and they're.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's always asking me, like, well, videotape the kids. We want to see the kids. And you know what? I just can't do that. I can't videotape the kids and put them on YouTube. However, we did it right for the two-player productions for the Minecraft documentary. We've got release assigned for almost every single kid. So if you want to watch my kids actually playing Minecraft in school, then you'll buy the two-player productions Minecraft documentary DVD. Oh wait, I did it. I just pimped someone else. I didn't even
know. Yeah, you're uncontrollable.
I know.
Did you know that this bag of mini chewy sweet tarts says that there's 11 servings in here, and I have maybe one serving left in it?
Tangent.
Brought to you by Wonka.
You probably just ate like 4,000 calories.
I probably did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about another travesty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I want to do a quick shout out to Welsh Pixie and Satori, who both actually contributed and helped out with the new Minecraft Rave video. I'm not going to tell you what.
Nobody can watch yet.
I'm not going to tell you what they did though, but just wanted to shout out.
It was awesome, both of them.
It's totally awesome, dude. You should check it out.
How come Brent has seen this and I haven't?
Because he came over to the house today.
Because I went and picked him up. I paid for it.
Oh,
in gas.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Is your car broken now?
Something like that.
Are you out of gas?
No. It would be a large tangent if I actually told you what happened.
We are so, those are so repellent on this show.
There's a tangent for you. So, a little tangential laughing. Never heard anyone. So, you know what? Go listen to your audiobook while you're scrolling down Minecraft Teacher's website and hit us back next week when we'll have another show.
And thank you a lot for being here and putting up with us and...
Sure, this was awesome.
And learning us some stuff.
Yeah, and good luck with that. I mean, if there's any way we can help promoting anything, seriously, let us know. I mean, we all think it's a great thing you're doing, so keep it up. Keep in touch,
yeah. I appreciate the support from you guys and just from people sending me letters and sending me ideas and playing on my server. And I'm going to have some sort of public server up soon where people can create things that I will use in my classes for the kids. I think people are just really excited about making something in Minecraft that's going to have some like real world purpose. And so just thank you, everybody, for the support you've shown me. That's it.
Very cool.
Awesome. And we'll see you next week
on The Shaft.
Cheers.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey, it's Prox98 calling to see if the Dead Workers Party would go on the server of 77.111.249.302 to maybe help build some stuff and help clean up. Bye.
I would make them go around the city in Grand Theft Auto and be good citizens. And like, you know what? If they beat up a hooker, they're going to the principal's office.
Dead Workers Party Network. The Shaft for all ages.